The New York Giants rooting for Carolina and Dallas following their loss in Baltimore. Hurts on first down, fires downfield. It's DeSean Jackson back in the lineup. Missed the last seven games, and he will take it 81 yards. A somersault into the end zone. His first touchdown of the season.
This is BetQL Daily from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network. Joe Giglio, Chris Ronji here as we discuss all things, well, a lot of NFL this hour. We're going to get to some NBA. Baseball will line up the whole day coming up in the top of the next hour. Ryan Horvath will join the show in a little bit. And, of course, Ryan McDonough, our Odyssey NBA insider. But Chris, we got to play a little game here. So I feel like as we head to training camp, and some teams start tomorrow, most teams start next week, there's a lot of unknowns in the NFL. We know all these players. We know who they are. We know what they've done. But we have some players, like, we're not really sure what kind of year they're going to have. And some of these you could bet the over, the under on so many different things, touchdowns, yards. So let's play a little game called pick or pass here. So our executive producer, Paul Aspen, is going to throw it to us here. And then we'll choose whether we're going to pick the over or the under, or we're going to pass it to the other one to have to make the selection on some particular players. Paul, where are we starting first today?
All right, Joe G. Morning, guys. Well, you being a Philly guy, we'll start with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, go over or under 3,650.5 passing yards.
It's a great number because, look, in a 17-game season, it's going to be hard not to go around that as a starting quarterback. I'm actually going to take this one, and I'm going to go with the under, guys, and here's why. Not because I don't think Hurts can play, but for a couple of reasons. One, I think he's going to run a lot, and that will impact his total passing yards. You know, if he's running for 50, 60 yards a game, that's 50 or 60 yards he can't get through the air. So I think his legs are actually going to limit how many yards he throws for. And the other thing I think about with a quarterback like him is, can he stay healthy for 17 games running as much as he did last year? So if I build in maybe a little time misses a game or gets banged up, and his running ability, I'm going to go with under 3650.
I was feeling the over on this. And the reason is, what, he had about 148 pass attempts last year.
Yep.
I get the feeling that this time around, the team is his, right? This is his job. It's his. I feel like he should get in the Teddy Bridgewater, Baker Mayfield pass attempts region, which is around 480 or better. And if he gets to that point, he's going to pass that easily, because just in that 148 he had last year, he was over 1,000. It was 1061 to be exact. So you're right. He's going to use his legs a lot. But as long as he gets those pass attempts up in that 450, 470, 480 range, I think he gets to that number.
Yeah, and the attempts are key. And you said it there. And I wonder how, if he'll get there. To me, last year at the end, you know, they were down in those games. Those were shootouts, especially the Arizona game, Dallas game. And he threw the ball a lot. And I would think this year they're going to try to limit that and kind of, you know, run it more and keep it close to the vest. So I don't know how many times he throws it, but I agree with the point you made. If he gets that many attempts,
sure,
he goes there. So I go under, you go over. Paul, what do we got next?
All right, Chris Ronji, you just mentioned Baker Mayfield. Will Baker go over or under 29.5 passing touchdowns?
I am going to take this one, and I'm going to take the over in it. And the reason is, I mentioned the Indianapolis Colts in our last segment having one of the top two or three offensive lines in football. Cleveland might have the best offensive line in football. They're all healthy. It's another year of Baker Mayfield. It's another year with the same offensive coaching staff. So I think that you're looking at another year of progression for Baker. I'm going to take the over on this one. I think he does get to 30 here in 2021.
Yeah, isn't it a perfect number? I mean, look at his last three years, 27, 22, and that was his tough year. And then he went to 26 last year with only 8 interceptions. You add the 17th game in, and it feels like this is like the sweet spot for this. This is a difficult one. I'm going to go under slightly, because I think they're going to be a good team. And I could see them late in games, kind of what they did last year, which is run the clock out and use Chubb and use Hunt. And maybe it limits his attempts late in games, and they just they kind of run it out and limits how many touchdowns he throws for. I think he'll play well again, and he's going to get paid after the season. But I'll go under on this because I don't think they're going to need him to throw for over 30 touchdowns.
All right, we'll move on. We'll go snake draft style. So, Ronji, we'll stay with you.
Okay.
David Montgomery, Chicago Bears. So, Matt Nagy recently saying he wants to get David Montgomery the 20 rushes a game. Now, you know, Joe G, you know this as well, that Andy Reid system, Matt Nagy, same Andy Reid system. Will they actually stick to that? So, David Montgomery over under 1,500 rush yards.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and take this one too, and I am leaning over on it. Even when Nick Foles played last year, and he played in 9 games for the Bears, the Bears running game was a lot worse when he was on the field. And a lot of it was because there was no threat for him to run whatsoever. Every team knew it. So they didn't have to worry about, looking at the running back as much. They didn't have to worry about him having to take off and run, which opened things up in the run game for the actual running back. I think he can get to 1,000 yards because this time around, while he's probably going to start the season with Andy Dalton at some point in the year, and I would not be surprised if it's in the first month of the season, they're going to have a new quarterback who can move, and that's Justin Fields. So opposing defenses are going to be worried about him and worried about him taking off as well, which will open things up for Montgomery. So I'm going to take the over here.
I'm going to go under. I like Montgomery. I don't love Montgomery. And I just feel like at some point when this thing turns over to Justin Fields, the offense will turn over to Justin Fields. He'll run the ball a little bit. Obviously he's a gifted thrower and a runner. He's a kind of a dual threat quarterback. And, you know, we're also asking for Montgomery to stay healthy here. He started 14 games, played in 15, barely got over the 1,000 last year. I wouldn't bet on running back health for guys that aren't, guys that are durable every year in back-to-back years. So I'll go under on David Montgomery.
All right, we just mentioned Andy Reid. We'll go to his team now, Joe G. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So he actually played 13 games even with that injury last season. 4 touchdowns last season, 4 rushing touchdowns. This season, does he go over or under 7.5 rushing touchdowns?
You know what? I'm going to pass this one to Chris. He's got to make a pick. I have had so many years of trying to guess where the production's going to lie in terms of touchdowns with Andy Reid guys. It's difficult, right? You know they're going to score. It's just a matter of who gets that ball in the end zone. Chris, this is all you. You take this one.
You know what? I wanted to go over in this. 7.5 rushing touchdowns doesn't seem like all that much for somebody like him. The thing that makes me pause is how he's used in the passing game. And if they end up, if the receptions, if his use in the passing game takes time away from him actually running the ball into the end zone from the line of scrimmage, maybe that will end up happening. So that's kind of where I'm pausing here. But, you mentioned it, Paul, the 13 games, the 4 rushing touchdowns he had in just those 13. We're talking about an extra game this year, which gives him more opportunities. I think it's going to be really close, but I think he does just barely get to 8. I'm going to take the over. I'm reluctant on it. And if he does get to that point, it's not going to be my much.
He's going to be sitting at 7, and then they're going to run goal line. Instead of a rushing touchdown.
Yep.
Moving on to Julio Jones, Ronji, we'll stay with you. So only played 9 games last season, obviously injured. Now he's in Tennessee, 771 receiving yards last season. So this season, his total is set at 995.5 receiving yards.
All right. I think I know how I feel about this one, but I'm going to do the same thing that Joe just did to me. I'm going to pass. I'm going to make him answer this question.
I was hoping to avoid this one. This is a difficult one. So my first instinct when Paul said it was under, just because, last year he was at 771. He's missed time. Got guys that are banged up. And really, it's been for a couple of years, and he just played through a lot of things the year before last. But it always seems like every week, and I've had him in fantasy football, it's like every week he's questionable going in. You're wondering, do I leave him in the lineup? Do I not? So it just feels like for years now, we're going on Julio Jones not being 100% or close to it. Yet you look at it, he had 771 in 9 games. There are 17 games this year. He still averaged 15.1 yards per catch. I'm going to go over. You feel like even if he plays 13 games and he has to sit four, there's, and it's not like the Titans have six different weapons. This isn't the Chiefs. They have one other guy on the outside.
Yep.
That would be AJ Brown. Obviously, we know Derrick Henry's going to run the ball a lot for a lot of yards, but there's going to be a lot of chances there for him. I don't think he has to play every game to get here. I'll go over because when he's on the field, he's still really, really productive.
I agree with you. And he has gone over 1,000, like way over 1,000 in the previous 6 years. And you mentioned that 9 games that he played. Look, if he plays more than that, he's going to get well over the 771. I do think he gets to 1,000. And you also mentioned Derrick Henry. Or you mentioned the other receiver on the field. A lot of the focal points are going to be on Henry and where he is and teams scheme for him probably first, which I do think is going to open things up for the passing game a little bit for the Tennessee Titans, which means Julio will then end up being a focal point. So I think he gets to 1,000, and I think it's I don't know if it's easily over 1,000, but I do think he gets there.
All right, one more. Kyle Pitts, who will be taking some of the reason why Julio is on the trade block. So Kyle Pitts in Atlanta in his rookie season, over or under 7 receiving touchdowns?
I'm going to go here with over. I think about how Arthur Smith used Jonnu Smith, the tight end in Tennessee. Now he's got Kyle Pitts, who's going to use him as a tight end, probably in the red zone, maybe line him up outside in other spots. I think this kid is the real deal, Chris. I think he's going to play well right away. And I think the Falcons are going to throw it a lot and maybe have to throw it a lot to score enough to win games. I'll go over. Kyle Pitts, instant impact tight end rookie.
I agree with you. And in Atlanta, I believe that, look, if you go back over the history of rookie tight ends, it's like one guy in the last half century that has gone to 7 or over, and that was Rob Gronkowski, and that was in 2010. This guy is supposed to be every bit as good. So if that's the case, Matt Ryan's going to love him as a target.
It's going to be fun to watch. Let's line him up on the other side. Baseball talk. Joe G., Chris Ranji here. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.